struggle is real. It's a second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 102.7 The Bomb.
Okay, here we go. Second date update on the 20s. We got Carmen on the line.
What's up, Carmen?
Yeah. Went from plural to singular.
Yeah,
I'm just glad you didn't say San Diego.
That's what I wanted to say.
Where in
the world is Carmen San Diego?
Oh,
I used to watch that show.
I did too. I don't know. I like the intro. It's like Boys to Men, but the white version.
Yeah.
It's Carmen San Diego.
Yes. That's so awesome.
Carmen, tell us about your date, love. What happened?
Well, y'all just made it better. I met Liam on Tinder.
Nice.
And I thought he was super handsome, intelligent. We got along. I felt like we really made a connection. And then we met in person, and we went to Shokudo.
Oh, what is that, Shokudo? Yeah.
It's Japanese restaurant. Yeah, they have
it's like
best.
Asian really fusion good. Fusion restaurant.
Oh, where's that at?
It's on Kapiolani.
Kapiolani.
Still there? I think so. Yeah. But they have this French toast dessert.
Oh, yeah.
But it's so good with the ice cream in there and the syrup toast on top.
No, I didn't have
they're famous. They're famous for that. You should have got it.
Yeah.
Can I afford it?
I had.
Yeah, it's affordable.
I can. It's not like super expensive.
No, it's not. You're not breaking the bank going there.
Oh, okay. Whenever I hear Japanese name, first thing I go to is like, how much does it cost?
Oh, no, it's actually really good food.
Right on. So, Shokudo.
The food was awesome, but I had dessert at my house after, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. We do. You got your own.
Yeah.
French toast.
No.
What was it again? That's good.
I don't know what the hell the name is, but it's like a French toast ice cream dessert. So good.
Yeah. French toast ice cream dessert.
Yeah.
I was trying to tell you about Liam, but y'all want to talk about French
food. Yes. I'm sorry. I'm glad you had a good time. Tell me about the f***ing French toast.
Yes, sir.
Honey toast.
I just want some f***ing French toast. 40-year-old virgin, man.
Yes, sir.
Favorite scene of all time.
Yes.
Talk about your stupid date now.
Whatever.
My mind's on French toast.
Yeah. It's all so boring now. Went back to my place. Had a great time. Maybe the best time I've ever had.
Oh, wow. Oh.
And I haven't heard from him since. I have absolutely no idea where he went, what's going on. I totally thought we were a really good match and we had a really good time, and he has ghosted me ever since.
That's crazy.
Man.
So did you end up at your place or his place where you gave him the honey French toast?
Yeah, you...
My house.
Okay. Yeah. And then were you awake when he left or were you still sleeping?
I was awake.
You were awake? Was it awkward at all? Or was it like a very confident walk of French toastess?
Yeah, you give some honey.
It was like a kiss goodbye at the door.
Oh,
like
interesting.
It was all good things.
Wow.
It felt totally like I was going to get asked out again, and that just never happened.
Face down.
Yeah, ass down.
Ask out again. That's the way we like to give this guy a call.
Yeah. Red card.
Speaking of said guy, what is his name again?
Liam.
Okay, I'm going to think this is really embarrassing. One Direction, Liam Payne.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, that's a damn shame. I know that name. I didn't mean for that to rhyme, but we do it all the
time.
Okay, we're going to give Liam a call right now. If you don't mind, just stay quiet on the other line. Let Joe, MJ, and I do the talking. We'll bring you in when the time is right. But ideally, let us try and get you another date. At the very least, you'll know what happens. Happened, yeah. Okay?
Yeah, thank you.
All good. Let's see.
Hello?
Hello, is this Liam?
It is.
Liam, it's the Keola Show. That's Fat Joe.
How's it?
MJ right there.
Hi.
Yeah, Liminator X.
Wait, really?
I don't know. I couldn't figure out.
Ooh, that was bad. Yeah, Liminator. Yeah, it's us, Liam.
It's
sorry.
The Liminator.
Disregard Joe.
Yeah. The Limosaurus or...
Well, first of his name is Liam, not Lima.
Lamborghini.
Liam Burgini or Liam Beans
or Liam
Neeson
Lima Beans
Lima
Liam Neeson
why don't you leave
Liam
alone
leave alone.
Hey, Liam, gotta let you know we're on the air right now. We made an outgoing phone call to you.
Yeah, so Liam legally Jackson.
Need your permission to keep this conversation going. I understand if you say no.
I love the show. I'm just confused why you're calling
me. Yeah, so am I at this point. Well, there is this girl. You met her on Tinder. You guys went to Shokuro?
Right?
Shokuro. Hi.
Yeah, and then
okay.
You had some of their infamous honey toast at her place, if you know what I'm saying.
All right.
Some of the best honey she's ever had.
Yeah, apparently for you, it was completely mediocre and okay. Because you never got back to her. And we're trying to figure out if anything went wrong, because it sounds like everything went good. You guys even ended up with a kiss at the next morning when you're leaving.
Here's the thing. I mean, it was good, but this girl kind of fooled me, actually. She tricked me.
How?
Well, she was wearing this, like, gorgeous outfit at a very low cut in the front, and I don't know the gentlemanly way to say this, but the boobs looked great. Okay.
The zoo looked great. Is that what you said?
Les
boobs.
Oh, the boobs.
Les boobs.
Okay.
Yeah. The left side was better, man.
The left side. You didn't know which way it was looking. Quiet. I'm looking at you. He's got to make eye contact with the good eye. Choose one eye.
Yes, pick one. Pick one. Look me in the eye.
Looking to the west. Okay, so Les Boobs was fabulous.
Yes. So then, actually, she invited me to her home, which was kind of a pleasant shock, you know, a nice surprise.
Les surprising, yes.
More drinks. We listened to music. She leaned over and kissed me.
Ooh.
And then we started making out, and we took it to the bedroom.
We get it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, but then here's where I kind of stopped getting it. All right, she kind of helps me disrobe, and then she kind of disrobes, but she leaves her bra on. And
I feel like we're talking fake French here or something like that. It's like broken French.
Yeah.
So she left the room, and then she came back not wearing anything but her brassiere.
Yes.
She left the bra on. Right. And I was wondering why she would do that. She had lay boobs. They were beautiful boobs. But she left the bra on. We started getting into it, and then I felt water spraying in my face.
Oh, she f***ed.
Joe!
Oh, my God.
Make me sweat!
Joe. Sorry, Liam.
Yes.
What position, where were you at that moment when you felt a spray in your face?
At that point, we were still just making out. So I'm looking around to see if there's like a burst pipe or a window open or something.
She had like a super soaker. Just joking. You thought you were going to get this. Huh?
That's not my water.
Here's the thing that she kind of did. The bra that she left on, I guess the water was coming from that.
What?
The water was coming from the bra.
The bra. There, it was like it burst and it was spraying water in my face from her bra.
Wait, MJ, educate us.
Yeah.
They have bras that are,
shoots water at
I know
people.
The kind, they got padded bras. I know they got sports bras. They got regular bras.
Yeah. Back in the day, they used to have water bras. I actually had one when I was smaller in that area, but yeah.
Don't you guys just use like the chicken cutlets now?
No.
The little cutout.
No, yeah. You know the kind that keeps you, you know, the pillow, it keeps your head cool. You know, it's got a cooling gel. But they make them into cutlets.
Yes.
No, I've back in the day, they used to have a water bra. That
water
used to have
bra?
Water inside,
in
so it
life.
Made it feel like a real boob. Like, so
like
when you touch
Puff
it.
Like from Pokemon.
It actually felt
there you go,
really...
another Pokemon reference, bro.
Yeah,
blame it on Baby K, man.
Yes.
That was popular back in the day. Everybody used to buy them, and it used to be on the shelves. I didn't even know they still make it anymore.
Maybe this was from back in the day, and it busted while they were about to get it. So, her water bra started squirting you in the face as you guys are making out.
So her water bra.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
She did. She eventually realized it, too. And she went and she changed, but it was kind of weird at that point. I mean, she came back. We finished the act. It was nice and all, but I don't know. After that, I just...
It felt like a bait and switch. I just kind of wanted to get out of there.
Oh,
I don't know. How hot is she, bro? I would have just pushed through.
Yeah.
There, making out, you have no idea she's wearing a water bra. Nonetheless, that a water bra even existed.
Right, right.
And, bro, you take one to the eye.
That'd have been like, okay.
You know what? You guys push
through,
all
bro.
The
push
time.
Through.
Guys, keep pushing through,
time.
Buddy.
It's not fair. You should know, have. Like,
gosh, damn, you're hot. That's
good. Liam, I'm sorry. Carmen's on the other line. She had called us to call you. I think I just heard her. Carmen.
Yeah,
I've been trying to stay quiet, but I'm dying of embarrassment and laughing at you guys at the same time. It's freaking me out.
Wait, I have a question. They still make those?
I mean, I don't know if they still manufacture them, but you can still get them.
Like, where did you get your water? I mean,
yeah.
Knowing nothing about water bras eBay? And going based off of what
eBay?
MJ says. eBay?
Oh, wow.
Hold on.
Jesus.
I'm a regular eBayer.
Let me see.
I'll tell you right now. Wow. What water bra. Is that what I type
right
in?
Section.
Water
bra.
Water bra.
Yeah, well, they make a lot of bras.
But MJ makes a good point. Guys stuff their pants all the time.
$24, free shipping.
Oh, thank you.
Here you go, right here. $24.
Oh, wow.
Free shipping, yep. It's Fashion Forms Women's Water Bra, 29690.
So.
I don't know what that means. It's from JJ's Hot
They're
Deals.
You gotta get the leak proof kind, though.
Yeah. Gosh, like, now I gotta delete my search history on eBay.
Well, no, what I was talking about is guys on, you know, whoa, women's faces all the time, so why not women's
DMG? I don't wear water bibbities, okay? Never ever will my bibbity squirt on you.
Yes, don't worry about that.
Because I know that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, but I'm talking, no. You know what I'm talking
you
about.
You can't be like, girl, it's like, you're about to finally, it's like, oh, this is a great moment. Dude, watch out for the bibbity.
Oh,
no, sorry, damn, girl. Yeah, I punctured a hole.
Close eyes.
Oh my God.
No, it's just water. It won't sting. It's probably good for you. Flushed out whatever's in your eyes. Here, have another one.
And I've never ever stuffed my pants.
I've never either.
I don't. That's just too uncomfortable for my Johnson.
Yes, you.
I promise on everything, I have never stuffed my pants. I'm part Asian. It's pretty obvious.
There's a lot to hide, but nothing to hide.
You know, I'm not the size of Jason Momoa.
What about trying to make yourself look taller? Like,
oh,
like,
yeah, Larry. Some guys, yeah, they'll wear.
I've never had to do that either,
yeah,
bro.
I have.
Yeah.
I may or may not have added those heel insole cups.
Yes.
I don't even know if it helps, bro.
Yeah.
And then the worst part is your shoes don't fit anymore.
Nope.
Your sneakers, and bro, you get bunions by the end of the date. Yes. Any guy that's short knows exactly what I'm talking about. Don't act like you never done it, bro.
No act.
Okay, I hear you. You're trying to accentuate something.
Well, and he even said they look great. They look amazing in that bra. They look good. I have tiny titties. I'm the itty bitty committee. He likes what he saw.
Wow, you're like the female version of me in reference to my Asian self. I'm like, bro, I'm not going to stuff it because you look at me, you look down there, like, there's no way that matches.
Itty bitty committee.
Yeah. Mine is not a meanest. Mine is a very nicest.
Yes.
Or sexes have said probably make me feel better about myself.
Yes.
Just perfectest.
Right for you.
You're right for meanest. Yes. Well, Liam, there have been worse things that have happened on Second Date Update.
Yeah.
And at the very end of the day, you got to respect, we all have our own insecurities in life.
Yeah.
Carmen, if it makes you feel any better, I'm not a, oh gosh, I don't know what the word is. A gigantity itty committee guy. I like mine completely normally.
Yes.
Normity itty committee. You know, like, if they're too magnanimity, then I don't know what to do with thee.
No.
It's a lot to work with thee, and it's kind of exhausting.
Yes.
And then it doesn't fit.
Nothing.
Okay, so, I want you to know that because not every single guy, I think it's such a stereotype, every single woman, majority, thinks that men are into the
boobies,
the big ones.
Oh, yeah. No.
That's not the case. I'd imagine semi-similar when it comes to men's the kind and women's perspective on it.
Yeah.
The women that I know, at least the ones that are older, a little more, you know, mature. Like, in other words, they're not like 18 years old, 20 years old, or anything like that. That have been in long-term relationships. Like, no, thank you.
Yes, I'm just happy to be getting some.
Been there, done that. Don't want to revisit that. The same when it comes, at least for, I think, most men. I think it's a facade that men are into the big ones. You know what I mean? No, I like mine just like
normal,
perfectly shaped is ideal. But I know that's, you know, like referencing earlier, Carmen, some they got a lazy eye, huh?
Yeah. You had lazy people, bro.
That's what I'm saying, man.
And no matter what your body looks like, if I like you, I like everything about you, and that's including whatever body part you have.
Depends how lazy said I is. But it happens.
Is that Liam didn't like any of it. You know what I mean? Like, if you ghosted dude, then that means that you weren't into me, and I guess, I don't know.
Maybe he was just shocked. Like
Yeah, that's a good one. Well, let's ask Liam. Was it that much of a deal breaker that she was wearing a hydro bra?
and it sprung a leak?
I could envision the taking one to the eye from the bra. Like, would be a little alarming and shocking at the moment.
Ouch.
But you kind of get over it. And hey, in Carmen's defense, you finished the job, bro.
Yes, you did.
It's not like that ruined things at the moment, so it couldn't have been that egregious.
No, it wasn't. It really wasn't. And after hearing this, I feel very silly. It was just a surprise. It was a bit of a smoke and mirror kind of thing. So I didn't know how much of that might keep happening. But, you know, honestly, it was a good time. I had a good time before that. Even after that, it was a good time. And this part of the story as well. So, no, it was not the worst thing ever. And I feel bad that I haven't reached out since then.
All right. Well, how about we continue this and see where it goes? I include Carmen on this because I would be a little irritated if that's the reason you didn't call me back.
Yeah.
Sad reason.
How about we pay for dinner and drinks? The two of you go out again, see where it goes from there, and then y'all take it from there moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Did someone just
I think that would
me?
Be fun,
actually. Yeah. What pop in a water bottle? Yeah, you know.
Sprung it on the leak.
All I hear on the other line is, sorry, I'm just poking on my water bras. No more. I promise.
Maybe she's trying to refill them right now.
Yeah, when you make out, you can keep your eyes open, even though it's a little creepy.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys down? Another date? Dinner, drinks?
If I can stop laughing long enough, yes, please.
Yeah. Right. Liam?
What about you, Liam?
Round two?
Yeah. No, I'm in.
Okay.
Oh, hey. Yay.
Round two. Fight?
Yes, sir.
You win. You win, guys. There you go. Yay. Another day lined up for you. Right on. Yeah, Carmen, you know what? Be you, enjoy you. And I know this is easier said than done, and I want to respect that and I want to validate your feelings. We all have our own insecurities. But if I can make you feel better from one man that is a straight guy, even though it's questionable to many of people, very straight guy, I'm not into the magnanimous, gigantic boobies.
No.
I like mine perfectly normal and symmetrical and proportionate.
No matter the size, I'll still spend all day on those motherfuckers. Sorry. Just
Wow, Joe, what the hell just happened to you, you perv? All of a sudden, he became Two Live Crew. This dirty old man. Jeez.
That's something like
what he said, Carmen.
He's so horny.
Be you, own you, love you, and who you are, because you're beautiful in your own skin, sister.
Yes. No matter the size.
Unless the kind of lazy eye one, but you know, that's a whole nother topic that we can go down
to that next.
Yeah.